Hey everyone, welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I'm Layla London, aka The Curious Girl. Now, just to let you know, this podcast is not suitable for work. It's also not suitable for anybody under 18. But the rest of you consenting adults, let's get ready to talk about my sex life, sex in general, and everything in between in explicit, raunchy, fun detail. All right, here we go.
Apparently, 80% of women are faking their orgasms. We have all these juicy parts and ways to manipulate it. And, you know, I mean, there's just no reason why you shouldn't be having an orgasm. So I was stimulating myself to the point where I wanted to have an orgasm, but then I'd back off. Hey guys, I have an interesting subject. I just was reading an article the other day. Actually, I came across it on Twitter, and I was very surprised to read. I was actually kind of shocked. I was surprised to read that there apparently 80% of women are faking their orgasms. Say it, ladies, say it isn't so. This to me is absolutely unbelievable. And I'm sad about this. This is wrong. This is wrong on so many levels. I don't even know where to begin. Okay. So basically the article kind of said that, you know, there's obviously various reasons why women are faking it. They just want to get through the act, or, you know, they're not wanting to tell their partner exactly how their body works, you know, things like that. Or they're just kind of doing it, you know, having sex obligatory. It's just an obligatory act. Like I said, they just want to get through it. I don't understand this at all. Not one bit. And I don't know why. And I think this can kind of actually, this is a good segue off my last episode, which was about porn. My biggest bugaboo with the porn is that, you know, you predominantly don't see women having an orgasm. And I don't know why. Why not? Do we not care about female orgasms? I know I fucking care about mine. Damn straight. I'm going to get mine. That's for damn sure. So I don't understand what's going on. And I'm hoping that these numbers are exaggerated. Although, you know what? It's come up along the way. It's, you know, I've talked to other women about it. If you guys remember back a few months ago, I had a lovely gal named Mickey doing the podcast with me. And, you know, she was talking about that too. Women faking orgasms. And or maybe performing it, you know, and I don't know why. Is this because they're watching porn and that's what they're seeing? They're seeing these other women, you know, doing the fake out? Or do they just want to please their partner, but they don't want to tell, they don't care about their own pleasure? I'm not sure. I'm kind of baffled by this. I believe it's going on. I definitely believe that women, you know, are faking it. And I'll say for the record, I faked it too, but not in, gosh, I mean, I'm trying to think of like how far back that was. I don't know. I mean, I really can't think if I've done it like in the past 3 years, and if so, why? I mean, usually I'll be honest, I'm like, oh, I can't get there. I mean, I remember the first time, I'm trying to remember if the first night I was with Cowboy Ann, if I came. Oh, he was trying to make me come, I think through oral sex, and I was just like, it's just not going to happen. It felt really good. We were, you know, but the first time I'm with somebody, oh, and you know what, hold on. Yeah, and that's happened, actually, that might have happened the first time I was with BE, too. It just, you know, when I'm new with somebody, and I'm just kind of getting into feeling them, and, you know, I guess just getting into it, a lot of times I'd say about 50% of the time, the very first time I'm with somebody, it's likely that I won't have an orgasm. And like I said, I, you know, maybe it's obviously a mental thing for me because I'm I'm highly orgasmic. You know, I mean, I love having orgasms. And so to me, when I hear that 80% of women, according to this article, and it seemed well-founded, it was in, now I can't even remember. I'm talking about this article and I can't remember where, I can't even cite which one it was. It was a reputable magazine, and apparently it was part of this study that this person did over quite a long time. And so they have these long-term results and they're quantifying it, and when they said 80%, and I'm going, holy shit, so only 20% of the time women are having regular orgasm with their partners. That's just shocking to me and disappointing. And what I want to do is start with the ladies and say, ladies, you have absolutely got to stop this. If you're listening to this today and you are faking it with your partner or even with randoms, some randos, stop doing that. If you're with somebody that really is interested in your pleasure, whether that's a long-term partner or even even just casual guys, they get off on getting you off. Don't deny them that opportunity. I have found, for the most part, most men really, really want to please their partner. I have encountered very, very, very few selfish men in my travels, in my curious girl sexy travels. I don't even know how to address this properly, I guess because I'm finding it so shocking. But ladies, I think it's going to start and stop with us. Do not do this. Do not. If you're not going to come and you can't come for whatever reason, just be honest about it. It's fine. It's fine. If you still are enjoying the situation and you're enjoying being with somebody and you're having good sex and there's other, I know it's very, sometimes, everything's very pleasurable. And then, sometimes you can't get there for whatever reason. That's okay. I mean, as long as it's enjoyable and consensual to you, what you're doing, well, who cares, right? But if you're not satisfied with that, don't fake it. Either, help that person understand your body better. Tell them what you need, whether it's a toy, you need clitoral stimulation, you need your nipple pulled. I mean, there's so many things. We're so lucky as women to have just all these erogenous zones. We're also lucky that, we have a clit and a G-spot, and the clit has 8,000 nerve endings. 8,000. And I don't know what it is for a penis, but I believe it's more than a penis. Not only that, the clit is a very long, it's like a penis. I mean, the clit's like a penis. It goes inside of us, and we have all this wonderful area, that can be stimulated. The little zone, and I don't know what it's called, from your clit all the way down to the inside, to the inside of your vagina. That whole little area right there is very sensitive. If you put enough pressure in there, you're putting pressure on the clit too. And I can put pressure on the bones around, right around the vagina. And then also that, I guess we call the labia area, that will sometimes get me off. I can put pressure, on my pubic bone at the very top, not even touching my clit, well above my clit, that does it too. I mean, there's just like, we have all these juicy parts and ways to manipulate it. And, if there's just no reason why you shouldn't be having an orgasm. And I'm going to have to form a crusade against this. I mean, I'm fired up. This is wrong. I was not happy with what I read. And I can't believe it. I don't want to believe it. But part of me believes that, I don't know if it's quite 80%. I mean, God, I hope it's not. But I know it's probably more than 50%. And quite frankly, it's just unacceptable. 2% is unacceptable. We need to be more self-aware and then also open and communicative with our partners in order to tell them what we like, you know. And for guys, I want to say, you know, we're crazy. We're wired different. We're not like you. It's not just a matter of, you know, just getting down and boom, you know, we're off like a rocket. That can happen. That does happen. But, you know, it really, that's usually the work of a good partnership, really knowing the other person's body, familiarity, you know, things like that. But if you're like just not even giving a shit and not doing anything to please the woman, like, shame on you. Seriously, shame on you. That's pathetic. I hope there's nobody that listens to my podcast that's like that. I would be really upset with you. I'm going to slap you right now. That's not fair. Women deserve to get off too. And you should care about how your partner gets off. And if she needs a fucking vibrator, you know, if she needs 10 fingers in her, one in her butt, one in her ear, nipple pulled, clit sucked, you know, the fucking vacuum death grip on her, you know, on her vagina, if she needs it pounded hard, whatever she needs, do it. Okay? Because there's nothing like the feeling of having a woman coming all over your cock and you just made that happen. You're feeling her pussy clench and spasm down on your shaft. I know you want that. I know it feels good. I know it turns you on. I know it makes you feel like a man, and it motherfucking should, because goddamn it, that's what you are. You're a man. Don't be some little wimpy guy who's not doing it for his lady. That's not curious girl style. I don't like to hear that. I don't want to hear that. So ask her what she likes. And like I said, whatever she needs, if she needs toys, if she needs clitoral stimulation, just fucking do it. Don't give her a hard time about it. Women are wired, like I said, differently. We have all these fun zones, areas, things that turn us on, things that get us wet, things that you can do. That's great on some levels, and on some levels it does. It makes us kind of highly complicated. We're also mental. We're very mental about this stuff. So take your time. Ask. Just straight out ask. What, baby, what do you need? How can I make you come? You know, like, what do I need to do? If you're not, like I said, shame on you. Your mama didn't raise you right. Your dad's a douche. Your aunt's a piece of shit. Your whole family fucking sucks, okay? No. I'm just kidding. I'm also, by the way, again, here I am, I'm practicing with videoing myself while I'm doing this. This is fucking hard. It's hard. It's very hard. I'm trying to focus on my content. I'm trying to make sure I'm making eye contact with the camera, because if you don't, you look cross-eyed. So I'm trying to practice that. But of course, I'm also noticing, you know, how animated I am, and oh, yeah, it's just, I got to get used to this. I've got to get used to this. I'm telling you, it's going to be a little rough when we first start with this, guys, when we first start with the vlogging, which I guess is, or the video podcasting. I don't know what the right word is, vlogging, video podcasting. I'll figure out what the right nomenclature is. But when you start seeing me as I'm talking, it's gonna be a little rough till I kind of loosen up and get, you know, get a little playful with the camera. But at any rate, yeah. And if I look cross-eyed, I'm not cross-eyed, I swear. It's just because I'm looking at myself straight on and not into the camera, which is what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to look at the camera. All right. What else do I want to say about this faking it? Oh, yes. So guys, please just take the bull by the horns. Ask your gal what she needs. Like, really, just ask her, what does she need? And let her do it. You know, encourage her. Like, hey, do you have any toys? What do we need to do? There's just this, like I said, going back to the porn, I think on some levels, it does kind of, I hate to just jump on that bandwagon and blame porn, because I love porn. Don't get me wrong. I am not a porn basher. I love porn. I would really love to know why they don't show more women orgasming. Unless it's like a fetish thing and you're just watching someone squirt. You know, why don't we get to see more women orgasming? Why do they edit that out? Why is that not considered important? I don't know, but it is important, and I think women, you know, need to be a little more upfront about it. But I also think guys need to understand that, you know, you can't just like you're seeing in the porno, it's most women do not get off on just penetration alone. That is not going to do it. Most women cannot have a G-spot orgasm, okay? Get over it. There's nothing wrong with her. There's nothing wrong with her body. That's normal. It's very hard to do. And I know I mentioned this one, at one point in a podcast, I actually, where I learned to do it was Cosmo. Good old Cosmo. And I was just determined one day. I sat in my room, and I think I was about 27. And I sat in my room, and I said, fuck this. You know what? I'm gonna make this happen. Because I knew, you know, I knew from playing around with my dildo and things like that, that there were angles and things that felt really good. But usually, you know, I didn't sit and explore it and really kind of take my time, because a lot of times, some, you know, just like you guys, when guys are masturbating, sometimes it's like you just want to jack it off and be done. And sometimes when women are masturbating, it's like I just need to, same thing, I need to knock it out, boom, 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 you know, quick little 5 minutes and I'm out, you know, and back to business, back to doing whatever I was doing. I just need to knock off a quick one. So this day in particular, I was like, I'm going to make love to myself. I'm going to experience the pleasures of my body and explore all the mysteries, you know, and all that shit. So I did, and I got myself all stimulated. I did. I was kind of edging myself a little bit. I edged myself for a little bit, and I was right on the edge, you know. So I knew, like, I was edging myself with my clit. So I was stimulating myself to the point where I wanted to have an orgasm, but then I'd back off. And I kept doing that. So I was just like totally fired up. And as I'm doing this, I'm using my dildo. And by the way, I recommend a stiff one. Not like the one I have now with the suction cup that is kind of like, it feels like lifelike. Get the one I was using at the time was the rabbit. You know, that was very popular. Mr. Bunny, that whole thing. I'm using that, and that actually had like a rod, because the whole penis part would spin. It had pop beads at the base, which were great for your G-spot, by the way. And then it had this rod that would make the penis kind of rotate, I guess, like, you know, 35 or 45 degrees off center, around in a big circle. So it had all these fun functions. And but it was stiff, so not like it just didn't bend like a penis, you know. It had enough tautness, you know, to really like put pressure where you needed it to. So, you know, I just kind of played around with that, and I found where the spot was, and I just kind of was putting more and more pressure on it, and I kind of got myself, like, you know, and I would sort of tease myself by rubbing my clit and getting all excited, and then finally I was just like, okay, I was just so, like, you know, this is why I don't like edging, because I was like so desperate to come. I don't like that feeling. But it, ladies, it may be where you need to get yourself to in order that you can get over that hump and start actually, you know, kind of getting in touch with your G-spot. Because I found that once I got over that hurdle, then it gets easier and easier. And anyway, so I finally, you know, I just got to that point where I was just dying. Everything was pumped and primed, lubed, juicy, swollen. I mean, I was ready to go. So I finally, you know, I was just going really fast and really hard. And right on that spot, right on my G-spot, and lo and behold, boom, bingo, bango. Yeah, I was, you know, I saw stars and fireworks and skyrockets in flight, afternoon delight, all that good stuff. So it was, yeah, I mean, I'll never forget that day. I was like, holy shit, yes, this is what they're talking about. So that's what you should do. You should just give it a little time. you know, get in the right mindset. If you need to watch a little porn, whatever you got to do to get yourself like super horny, super juicy, and then just start playing around in there, really exploring. And I think you'll find that, you can actually have a G-spot orgasm. And, you know, it may be one of those things that you might not be able to have with a partner. It may just be that it'll only be something you can achieve on your own. But for your own peace of mind, you know, you should know that you can do it. And it just makes you feel good. I guarantee you'll be glowing from head to toe. I think I remember like later on that day, someone's like, oh my gosh, look at you, you're glowing. I'm like, oh yeah, I just had a good workout. Lied. Don't lie. I wasn't going to say. I locked myself in my bedroom with my Cosmo magazine and my Mr. Bunny, and I just fucking got after myself until I made myself come with a G-spot orgasm. Best thing since sliced bread. I highly recommend it. Okay, there you go. So, guys, seriously, you need to communicate. And like I said, I mean, there really should be nothing more that makes you feel like a motherfucking man. A man. Than watching your partner come. I mean, and knowing that you did that. I mean, literally, you caused that. You're so fucking sexy. You're so fucking good. You're so hot that you have control over her body, and you can make her come. You can make that pussy come for you. That's what you want to do. That's the guy you want to be. Not some, you know, not the guy that I've referenced before where I was like, okay, now get the fuck out so I can finish the job. You don't want to be that guy. No, no, no. No good. No bueno. I don't want to hear about any more of those stories. So I hope this was helpful. I hope I start a little bit of a revolution, a crusader. I'm a crusader for orgasms. Let's go. Let's see. I mean, like, seriously, like, how many can we have in a year's time? Now you got me thinking. I should start keeping track of mine. How many can I have? I should set a goal, an orgasm goal for the year. You know, everyone's got New Year's resolutions. Why can't I have like a New Year's orgasmic resolution? Or what would we be? What would I call that? I'd call that my orgasm quota. Have I met my orgasm quota? You know, they should put that on smartwatches. They have all these other things that they tabulate and keep track of. Orgasms. Oh. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then you can have like competitions with your friends, you know, like they do with the who did the most steps today? Who made their steps? Who had the most orgasms? Who made their orgasms? I think if you had at least one orgasm a day, well, I know I'd be in a goddamn better mood. I know that. I'm thinking about this. I'm formulating. I'm thinking here. This is interesting. Maybe when I go live with this and I launch the OnlyFans, that I should also commit to an orgasm a day for 365 days. Why not? Why? I think that's a thought. Okay. I'm thinking about it. All right, guys. Well, I hope you're getting excited like I am for my go live, which I still don't know what the date is, but I'm working on it. And that's why I'm practicing right now. Every podcast I do, I'm also recording. So I'm watching myself. I hope I don't sound like I'm stuttering and stammering. I am slightly distracted. Yes, I am, because I'm trying to get used to, you know, also, you know, I've got to have a good voice presence, but a video presence, which, you know. I'm just gonna find all these things to nitpick myself about, but I'll get through it. The other exciting thing I want to announce is I'm working on a text group. You guys all want to talk to me a lot, I know, because I get a ton of messages and DMs. I'm working on a text group just for Curious Girl fans, and I'm also working on. Oh God, I don't even know if I should let the cat out of the bag. It's premature. Every time I do this, I regret it, but I'm going to do it anyway because I'm not good at keeping secrets. Okay. I am working on, what am I working on? Oh, I just tripped over my own thoughts there. I'm working on basically they're called like an Alexa skill. It's kind of like an app in the Amazon store. It's the best way to describe it. A lot of, we all use Alexa, right? And you can say, Alexa, you know, play the Curious Girl. And I'll have like a 1 or 2 minute message for you like every day. This is free too, by the way, for, you know, just you can play in your car, in your home, on any device that you have where you have an Alexa, an Echo, or if you have, you know, Alexa on your phone. And if I'm sending anybody's Alexa off right now, I apologize for that if she hears this, but it'll be fun. So you'll be able to get fun little quick little messages, little shout outs from me on a daily basis. Well, I think I'll try to start with 5 days a week. I think it's pretty ambitious. Like one or just like, you know, 1 or 2 minute little quickies. You can have a quickie with the Curious Girl 5 days a week. Mwah! There you go. Okay. Thanks, guys. Thanks for listening. And we'll talk soon. Stay tuned for all the fun, exciting stuff. Now, don't forget to go to the website, CuriousGirlDiaries.com, and sign up to the members-only section. Remember, it's not going to take you anywhere, but when I do launch all this stuff, I will notify you first, okay? There you go. All right. Thanks, guys. Bye. Thanks so much for listening. And if you like what you hear, refer me to a friend. And make sure you're following me on social media. Also, go to the website, thecuriousgirldiaries.com, and join my subscribers-only list for access to exclusive content. And as usual, questions or comments, you can always email me at curiousgirl@thecuriousgirldiaries.com.